Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
Mfundisi, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Zama. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm all right. Hectic, but I got delayed. Apologies for the...
I do realize that you were a bit hectic. We literally left with 8 minutes to the end of our conversation, so we're just going to kick it while it's hot. Now, we're talking about spirituality and morality in leadership, and today we're talking about how spirituality and morality influence leadership and whether or not they can exist independently of one another. So, Mfundis, let's start with a definition. Spirituality and morality, what do they mean?
Spirituality deals with the internal person. Mm. It deals with Zama inside. It deals with the motives of the person. It deals with everything internal. Mm-hmm. Morality deals with the conduct, with the behavior. So sometimes we tend to confuse morality, because morality does not necessarily need to stem from the inside, from the person. Mm-hmm. It can stem from anywhere. It can stem from culture, for example.
Okay.
It can stem from rules that you are given. Mm. It can stem from code of conduct. Mm. It does not necessarily speak to the inner person, the real person.
Okay.
The person who is driven by those kind of good things that we want to have in a person.
Mm. Okay.
So that's the distinction that I want us to make, and it helps us to understand and align it with either leadership or anything else we do. So you could be. It's possible, mm-hmm, to answer the question that some may have in mind. Is it possible to be moral and yet not spiritual? Yes, it's definitely possible to be a moral person who complies with everything that is required externally and all of that, mm-hmm, but not necessarily the person of God or the spiritual person internally, who is intrinsically transformed, intrinsically motivated by spirituality. It is very possible.
Are you suggesting that a person cannot be moral without rules?
I'm suggesting what?
Can a person be moral without rules?
Remember, morality is always to do with conduct.
Yes.
So you can have that detachment. You can have a person can be good and moral without the rules, without following a particular rule, a code of conduct, or something that is prescribed to them. They can do that.
I see. Now, how does these then show up in leadership, the spirituality and morality?
So we have people. I'll use maybe the South African context. Mm. The people that may be wanting to comply with everything that society expects of them, mm-hmm, they may be moral, but not necessarily driven by an intrinsic good or good in its own. Mm-hmm. So, for example, you have a political leader who, because the social pressure around corruption, simply keeps himself morally clean, because I don't want to either get imprisoned, I don't want to get unpopular, I don't want to... And you can see that in church as well. You can, mm-hmm, see it in every context. But that people, I mean, people can keep the tight rope of appearing morally clean, because they don't like to be associated with that. They don't like things that will make them unpopular and so on. So you could have leaders who are acting on an morally acceptable mode or rules of conduct, but not necessarily spiritual, not necessarily driven by the spirituality, not driven even by God. I'm thinking of Saul, for example. Mm-hmm. Saul was very openly compliant, it seemed, with everything, but no relationship with God,
mm-hmm.
no relationship. So you can see that outplaying itself in politics, outplaying itself even in religion, where people are morally upright, it seems. But no relationship with God, no transformation with God. So these are the leaders when you look at Matthew 25, where God will say, you guys were good, you were powerful, you were wonderful, but I never knew you. I never had a relationship with you. Didn't we do these good things that we were doing? Didn't we comply with everything that people required, or even that was stipulated in God's laws? But I never knew you. I never had a relationship with you. So that's where the risk with all of this, to be morally compliant, morally, what's the opposite of bankrupt, morally upright, let's put it that way, upright. But spiritually bankrupt, no connection at all with God, no acceptance before God. God would say, but I don't know you. And so this is the risk in leadership as well, and in general, but more so in leadership, because you could simply toe the line and make everybody believe that Amias is good, Amias is a wonderful guy, and all of that. And yet it is just skin deep. It's not much. It doesn't come from within. It doesn't come from a relationship with God. If you look at someone would say the people that are planted deep in, that are rooted in God, would even stand judgment, would even stand everything. So those are the realities with it.
Now, tell me, is one then better than the other? Can they operate independently of one another, these concepts?
Yeah, in majority of times, we have thought that they can and they must be connected. But if you look closely at Scripture, you will find a person who's morally bankrupt. I'm thinking of Jacob, for example. Jacob, in terms of morality, he's terrible. He's a deceiver. He's a crook. He crooks his uncle, who is also crooking him back, and so on. So you find that morally, Jacob is failing, but God is going past the moral person. So you can't understand why God would stick with a person who is such a morally bankrupt person. People don't understand why. I was talking to a friend earlier who was saying that in actual fact, what you see in Scripture is people who are spiritual but morally bankrupt. And you don't understand, because all of them are failing. You take David, for example. David is, in terms of all acceptable norms of morality, David is failing. But he's spiritual. The Bible says this is a man after God's heart. This is a man who is... So you are able to distinguish a morally compliant person or a spiritually bankrupt person. They can exist, and they do in Scripture exist apart from each other. They are distinguished, or they are distinguishable in Scripture. A person who may be doing all the bad things that you can think of. This is a deceiver. This is Jacob. This is David, who has flaws, not just with women, but just everything about David. This is, what's his name? Solomon, who has even 1,000 women that he sleeps with. But this is a man who is spiritual. Can you see? I hope it helps you to see the difficulty, I mean, the realities that you could have.
Yeah.
These people are recorded as people of faith. But they, in terms of moral, you can't put them up and say these are good examples of morality. They failed dismally. They were depraved morally, but spiritually they were good. And they escaped. So it's a whole concept of then what matters most than the other. But generally, a spiritual person has a better chance, not just of acceptance with God, but even of of surviving than a person who does not have, but morally upright, but does not have any spirituality.
Beautiful.
I'm rushed by your time, so I'm breathing.
Yes, you're breathing through
everything, yes. Worried about time, but let's see how far we can allow.
Our time is completely far spent already. I also would have loved to engage a little further, but I see that our time is gone. I want to thank you so much for coming through, Mfundisi.
Thank you. My apologies again to the listeners for the delayed uptake of the call. Sorry about that.
Lovely. No, thank you for this. Have a good one.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. Blessings, Zama, and the listeners.
Lovely. Thank you so much.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.